Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, neither the North Cougars nor the South Panthers figure into this weekend's Conference Indiana baseball title conversation. The best either can do is, well, another head-to-head for fifth place. That said, the South Panthers of Phil Klusener home tonight at Grove Memorial against expected CI 2015 champion Columbus North, who brings into town a 20-1 record. Southsiders trying to climb back to the 500 mark with a statement win tonight. And if you glance somewhere Thursday in that morning box, Henry Nicewander might have just had a say in the outcome. The All-State offensive tackle for Coach Mo has been Coach Phil's power man at 6'4", 270, still 360-plus on the average, can hit him a mile. Watching his development these last couple of years, well, you can imagine why the Panthers skipper has him hitting for the Southsiders in that three hole.
So he's come along tremendously from a kid that we brought in as a freshman. Mm-hmm. He was a platoon guy as a freshman to where he's at now. I mean, he's come light years, but his ability's unreal. I mean, he's got quick bat speed, he's got obviously power, and he's really agile for his size. I mean, being an offensive lineman in football, the biggest guy they had on the team besides Cam on the offensive line, he's really agile in the field.
Mm-hmm.
He does a good job at first base, but I've played him at third base before, and he's got quick hands. It's just unreal the athletic ability he has for a kid his size.
That is South baseball skipper Phil Klusener on Henry Nicewander. By the way, Saturday at 10, South plays Southport and North faces Perry Meridian, both at home. They win, and then they'll play for fifth place. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. Game 3, Braves-Reds pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Chris Lemonis's baseball Hoosiers aren't downplaying the pressure they're facing. They're embracing it here as we play into the final three games of the regular season starting tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network from the BART against the Ohio State Buckeyes, who, after losing 2 of 3 at home last weekend against Maryland, have fallen into a three-way tie for third place with the Terrapins and Michigan State headed into this final week of conference play. Well, starting the week and not counting yesterday's game at Ball State, the Hoosier Mound staff had struck out 400 in 434 innings, an ERA of 3.5, only 246 at the dish for opponents, something that, well, pitching coach Kyle Bunn and I glanced at ahead of them making that trip to Muncie on Tuesday and looking ahead to this Buckeye three gamers starting Thursday night.
The strikeout number of guys that we have compared to the number of walks that we have has really been impressive. It may be, one of the best, that, if not the best, that I've ever had the opportunity to coach.
You got a mound staff right now, the bullpen, the starters collectively.
Well, and what you have is you got some guys with experience, and they've got experience in big game. They've been a part of a run of teams here in the past couple of years that have been very good on the mound, but they've played in big game scenarios. They've been dominant. They've just kind of carried that forward this past season. So it's been a pleasure to be able to coach them, and just for the simple fact of having experience to be able to go out there, not only does it, it resonate with them well, but it also has been a good teacher for some of our younger guys.
And that is Hoosier pitching coach Kyle Bunn. Friday's game two will be at 6:35, Saturday at 1:05 out at the BART. 8 o'clock, Big Ten Network tomorrow night against Ohio State. Don't forget, in the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. Reds and Braves, game 3, Great American Ballpark, 7 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.